As we come out of a week where the NFL owners and executives made an official statement of policy regarding players who take a knee in protest during the playing of the national anthem and get ready for another Sunday of football, as well as expected continued protests, my next guest joins us with a reality check for the NFL knee benders, as I like to call them. Everyone has a right to protest. Does that make every protest right? Does every protest have to be embraced with understanding, or can it be responded to with disagreement? This is what my next guest recently wrote about in the Washington Examiner, along with being a partner with the law firm King & Spalding, author of books, including Turning Point. He's also the former governor of Maryland, Robert Early. Thanks for being here today, Governor.
My pleasure, Chris. Good. I love the way you phrase that. Thank you.
And it's for King & Spalding, it's kslaw.com, if you want to find out more about their legal services, advice, insight, and what they offer. You know, what's been amazing me, too, what some of these players do is how this is paraphrasing direct quotes, how they've been agonizing over whether to take a knee. I mean, you know, I don't see a Rosa Parks among them, quite frankly.
Well, I guess there was no agonizing before Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
You know, I mean, come on, give me a break. Let me just, I think we need to distinguish between the two indictments here, and I think you phrased it wonderfully. There's really two charges, if you will. First is the Kaepernick-led charge concerning police and some national campaign to brutalize African-Americans. And the Washington Post and many media outlets have now done the numbers. They've really looked at the evidence, okay? And that's just not true. It doesn't hold water. Now, are there individual cases of police brutality, police murder, police negligence that need to be obviously prosecuted? Sure, yes. But with regard to the original indictment there, it doesn't hold water. So let's just call it as it is. Secondly, then the indictment sort of got enlarged into the African-American experience, particularly kids in the criminal justice system, and that's a very legitimate issue, as you know. I've been in politics for decades. State legislature, Congress, governor wrestle with these issues, fatherlessness, juvenile justice reform, drug abuse, dysfunctional schools, poor kids sentenced to very difficult lives. If that's what they really want to focus on, I'm in. You're in. Your audience is in.
Sure.
We're all in.
Absolutely.
Right? So let's just distinguish between the two. And then finally, the third point to be made is, you know, everybody talks about constitutional rights and freedom of speech, and this point's been made repeatedly. You don't have unlimited freedom of speech at your workplace. These guys have a million platforms. If they really want to engage and further the cause concerning the second real issue. And I'm all in. And my suggestion is, why not? There's already police athletic leagues in many cities. Have the players and the owners, the NFL, you know, fund these leagues. Bring the police closer to the community. Give these kids an opportunity to punch their ticket through football. Do something very positive. I think we'd all be excited about that. But to the extent that they choose the anthem, it's the wrong venue, it's the wrong symbolism, and by the way, as business people, and that's what they are, individual businessmen, they're hurting themselves. Not only hurting their league, they're hurting themselves. Witness no-shows, witness jerseys not being bought, witness TV ratings degraded, witness a general lack of interest in the NFL this year.
And when they, of course, they're saying, well, the revenue's still up, but that's only because these advertisers typically get locked in for the season.
Advertisers aren't real happy, are they? They're starting to express concerns.
I'm going to be curious to see what the ad renewal rate is going to be come the end of the season.
Yeah. So you look, this is the goose that laid the golden egg. It's a $10 billion industry. We love football. I play college football. My son plays college football. My 13-year-old plays youth football. We're a football family. I'm really interested in perpetuating the game. I'm concerned about, by the way, prior to this whole incident, prior to Kaepernick, I was concerned about through the attack on football by the political left in this country. So, you know, football is on its heels a little bit. This is the last thing we need right now.
Talking about Robert Ehrlich, former governor of Maryland. He's a law partner now with King & Spalding, kslaw.com. He's also author of a series of books, most recently Turning Point. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. He also recently wrote in the Washington Examiner, out-of-touch kneeling NFL players are starting to ruin emotional attachment to football. Now, one thing, too, with they play kind of loose with the statistics, too. If you're using percentages instead of raw, hard numbers, to me that raises suspicion because, yeah, you could say 30% of a specific community is incarcerated, let's just say for a general general point of conversation. But if that community is 10% of the population, you're in fact talking about a very low number of people incarcerated.
Well, yeah, you can play with statistics, but listen, I have been in many of these facilities, and you do see the results of deep poverty, multi-generational deep poverty. It's what Moynihan warned us 50 years ago, Senator Moynihan, the denigration of the family, poor schools, a drug epidemic, obviously, fatherlessness. These are real issues. They're real issues, white, black, brown, but they're real issues. And again, to the extent the players want to be part of the solution, we welcome it. Just don't kneel during the national anthem. First of all, it's just clearly they're losing their message to the extent their substance to their message. And as I just said, part of their message is substantive, in my view. You're losing it, so figure it out quickly.
Yeah, I've heard the message now, instead of just what the initial point of Kaepernick's was, too, it's about racism in America.
I heard
someone say it's about the wage gap. Heard someone say it's an anti-Trump protest.
That's when you lose. That's when you completely lose all your substance. That's when you lose your movement. That's when you lose your point. That's when you lose the public. Yeah, a couple weeks ago at Ravens, at M&T Bank Stadium for the Ravens game, the public address announcer said, now everybody's going to kneel and pray for godliness and forgiveness and unity. And the fans booed. And they weren't booing God or fairness or godliness. They were booing the players kneeling.
And when you do this, I think, on the platform that the players are doing it, you're indicting the entirety for the actions of the few.
True, absolutely true. But again, the point we just made, you're also losing your message. What's it about? At least Colin Kaepernick was pretty clear. He was wrong, but at least he was clear with regard to his first rationale. Now everybody's everywhere.
And maybe some people would have taken Kaepernick more seriously if he didn't wear those stupid socks with the
pig socks. Tends to show your lack of credibility, doesn't it?
Yes. Again, this is what Governor Early wrote in the Washington Examiner. It's entitled, Out of Touch Kneeling NFL Players Are Starting to Ruin Emotional Attachment to Football. We have a link to that over to our website, and also a link to getting his most recent book, Turning Point. He's a partner of the law firm King & Spalding. Their website is kslaw.com. And Governor Ehrlich, thanks so much for adding some sensibility and common sense to this issue, which I didn't think anyone could pull off, but mission accomplished on that. Thanks for being here today.
I appreciate the time. Godspeed.